Welcome to the Die As Cast podcast.
Are you okay, Maddie?
Never better.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Die As Cat podcast.
Oh. Die as cat podcast.
Die as cats? It's I want to die as cats.
Jesus.
If I could just die as, like,
some sort of cat?
10 cats. Aww. Just a pile of cats.
Die as or by?
As.
No, I would become cats, and then I would pass away.
Cats. Plural? I'm so confused.
A pile, Diego. Reincarnation
works in many ways.
This makes complete sense to me, Maddie. I am 1,000% on your side.
Someone has to be.
1,000% on your side. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Die As Cast podcast. When last we left our characters, the previously enchanting woodland village lay ravaged and scarred. A shadow of its former splendor, once alive with the trill of woodland creatures and the enchanting aroma of blooming flowers, the forested valley was now eerily silent.
Its aroma
replaced by the lament of the wind rustling through the damaged foliage.
Except for
the characters could see through the high wooden walls, once solid and unyielding, surrounding the village for protection that stood battered and broken. Sections were missing, torn down by the battle. Splintered planks and discarded weaponry were scattered haphazardly across the forest floor, a cruel testament to the battle that had unfolded. The characters had arrived after the major battle, but they themselves had their very own battle with both what seemed to be necrobardic undead oak trees and slings and arrows with their multicolored eyes. As they stood looking at the strange sight before them, they have been surprised and aided by a group of young villagers riding dog moles and exploding from the ground just in time to save the character's bacon.
Is that what they're
called? A harsh orange hue cast by the dying sun highlighted the destruction. There was an eerie beauty in the silence that now dominated the once bustling village. A silence that was poignant, pregnant with stories of the former idyllic woodland village and its fairy castle. Now just echoes of a forgotten song. Let's meet our characters for this evening, starting with the melancholy and yet still marvelous Gideon Sweet.
Oh.
Wow, I thought you were... Wow, I wasn't going to guess Gideon.
I know, I was going with
melancholy and marvelous? Not what I
said. Hello, everybody. My name is Gideon Sweets, and it's only just recently where I realized that when Jisk asked Tahuti about this fight in his augury spell, Tahuti didn't tell
us. I'm sorry, Gideon. Hello. Right. It's better to be Maeve. Let's
okay.
Melancholy.
All right. Yep. No, you're right. Go ahead. That's on me.
Wow.
I was going to kind of blow over the whole fact that you use AI to write that recap, but we'll leave that in there as well. So you go ahead, Maeve.
Yeah, I should have said melancholy and marvelous Maeve.
For sure.
I think we all
thought that was
cool. What we were all thinking.
Yeah.
And there we go, Maeve, and action.
Hello. I am Maeve. And,
Maeve, tell us how it felt to be back in battle after spending so long just indulging yourself.
Hey. Oh my god.
Okay.
Wow. DM's turning into a radio host.
It felt great. Thank you for asking. Second of all, it was not my fault. You put me in a compromising situation. It won't happen again. It won't happen again. Asterisk. And I'm sorry it did. But we can move past it. We're all better people now for it having happened.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. Wait, we're better people
we
for it having happened to you?
We are all of us equally better people yes. now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Striding forward all. Through the wreckage, a bow in one hand and a corner of a now bloody cloth in the other, Isla
Chisk of the Pinion.
Maeve again.
Ilex, tell us about you, how you feel.
No interview question or anything like that. I just sort of wing it in my...
How did it feel to put the arrows into the eyes of the Salang? Something you were very efficient at last time.
Oh, it felt good. Yes, it felt good to be able to take out the enemy, though I did feel quite sad about ruining a thing of beauty like those... Slang eyes. Maybe they're valuable. Maybe we should have saved them, harvested them, and tried to barter them for some sort of, I don't know, goods and or services. But maybe the next time.
All right. As we all ponder the silence of the Slang, let's move over to Chisk. Chisk, during the battle, you had this moment where you had given everything up and were heading back to the forest to become a farmer.
Mm-hmm. Are we?
What are you thinking about
panel?
Now?
Yes.
What's happening?
Yeah. Yeah. Is this mic working?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Yes, it didn't feel great. However, I think we're all better for having that happened as yeah. well. Yeah. Not
wise words.
Yeah, yeah. Echoing what has been said already. Yeah. It was a good fight. We'll come back stronger next time.
It's an after hockey game interview.
It's literally a hockey game interview. Yeah.
Now, Gideon, give us your best sort of halftime hockey game interview.
Right. Halftime is right because, yeah, I kind of already said half of what I was going to say before I was rudely interrupted. So I'm just going to kind of power through there. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're both good teams, but one of us did some more sword slashing than the other, and that's kind of how it's got to be. What I was going to say. Yeah, sorry, I'm not done. So what I was going to say is I just remember last time when just talked to Tahuti about this fight, they said that we're going to have to fight, but it's going to be one of the best days of our lives. Tahuti did say that. So yeah. Can't wait to figure out how that's going to happen. Maybe we get to own a dog mole and also found out what that was.
Or just
so,
a dog.
Good day so far.
Have ice cream, maybe.
Could just be a big, could be a golden retriever this goblin woman is riding.
Aw.
All right. So you see this group of young people of various ages. They're actually probably around Maeve's ages.
Oh, they're instantly threatened.
It's all good. It's all good.
I make sure I stand away from Maeve while there's other teenagers around.
Right. Oh, I see.
Don't pick me up, Mom. Don't pick me up.
I stand back from her.
These group of young warriors come bursting out of the underground. They crush
that.
Holy
shit!
And this very sort of sparkly-eyed, she's got the green circle on her cheek. She's riding this dog mole. So, dog moles are, they look like hairless, huge, like St. Bernards. Ooh. Except they have these monster claws to burrow through the earth. And in place of a muzzle, they have a ring of tentacles and sort of a round mouth.
Oh, what are those for in the digging process?
What do the tentacles do?
Well, you know, like sometimes like a star-nosed mole has those little feelers on the end of its snout for sensory purposes while it is digging in the ground.
How
I imagine
you know so
this
much
is...
about moles?
I know a lot about a lot of things. I've read a lot in my life.
They probably covered boars in one class, and then the moles was kind of the next class.
It was actually on the next page in the textbook. It was a very interesting organizational.
Yeah, interesting sort of typography.
I do wonder about the ranking. Yeah.
Did you ever get to the next page? They might have talked about dog moles.
No, it was actually starfish, and I think the reason it was starfish is because of the star-shaped nose on the mole. But that's the only connection I can make.
Sort of
free and perhaps like a freaky mouth.
Right.
A revolutionary tears a Slang in half as we're having this conversation.
Whoa, yeah. Good job.
Actually, what you also know, Maeve, is that these dog moles are actually very good fighters.
Sick.
They can't burrow through solid rock, but they can move through softer material very quickly, and they leave a usable tunnel 5 feet in diameter.
I wonder where they have come from. Maybe we can use the tunnels they have left behind.
Maybe we can steal a pup and raise it.
But those...
I would like that. Can we get a dog?
only if you promise to take care of it. Walk it every day.
I would walk it every day.
We all turn to Ilex.
If we get a dog, I am not going to be the only one taking care of it. You have to promise me that now.
I promise.
Okay, well, you'll have to prove to me that you're ready to take care of a dog before we...
I've taken care of plants before.
Yes, that's not quite the same. Why don't we see how well it goes with these people who own the dog moles first?
I hate it when new couples try to pretend they're plant babies like a real dog baby. Sorry, we're going down so many bits, Kevin. You got to rein us in.
Hey, I'm happy. Cool. Happy to let you talk. However, they are all getting a bit impatient as they're sort of shifting on their dog moles. And they're all sort of looking at you. And this sassy young goblin woman, girl... comes up and says, "What are you doing here? Why are you here?
Look like anyone we know?
She looks like Suskin.
Is that racist?
I mean, not to the DM, but don't ask the person to their face. I don't know.
What are we doing here? I guess we could ask the same thing of you.
Is that racist?
Oh, well, our village was attacked by these demons and these undead trees, so we have been trying our best to save people.
I thought the village was entirely evacuated with Suskin. What are you guys still doing here?
You know Suskin?
Yeah.
Yes, we...
Oh, we do.
You know Suskin?
She is my mama. She has sent you to help us. Is that what you're doing here?
I mean, yes. Yeah, you didn't go with Mom in the evac?
No, when the mother went away, these people had not attacked. And then it was only a day after she left that they all came in. And this was after this giant, one of the giants, just walked over to the village like it was nothing. Stepped on the wall, broke the wooden wall.
Well, your wall is made of wood, so that's your first problem.
I think we can be a little bit more hospitable here. Are you in danger? Do you have somewhere safe to go?
Well... We have nowhere to go. Our home is in there with those devils are taking our people and dragging it away. And
they're taking your people?
She suddenly stops and her eyes widen as she notices Chisk for the first time. And her dog mole rears up and she sort of rears back and the group all of a sudden really just take a look at Chisk. And mon Dieu, c'est... Who are you with? And they all sort of gather back and they all pull out their swords and various sticks sort of random.
No.
I pull out my swords and stand in front of
you. Okay, sorry. What's happening here? Why are you... We are not here to fight.
Why did you come with him?
What is the problem with him?
He is under the attack on the village.
No.
I saw him cut down some people.
You saw him cut down
worms.
People?
Worms. Just get enough worms, you monster.
He has been with us this whole time.
Okay.
I don't eat worms.
He eats vegetables. Only.
Carrots.
Tell us more.
You saw another tree person that kind of has shields infused to its bark?
They're all sort of looking. She steps forward and she goes, "You are not one that was in the village causing all the chaos?"
No, tell us more. Who is that?
No.
I lean over to Chis and go, "Now that's racist."
No, it's actually very similar.
What?
She goes, "Well,
what do you mean?
I don't know what to think. Are you here to help us or are you going to trick us?"
Let me tell you, we met your mother at the seat of Mavros after it was attacked, and she's on her way here with a bunch of refugees who are looking for a safe place to stay. So yes, we're here to help to make this place safe before they get here. So tell us what we need to do to help.
They're sort of shifting back and forth a little uncomfortably on their moles. Roll me a persuasion, please, Ilex.
All right.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I just realized something.
What?
Well, you have a root twin, don't you?
Oh, my God.
Fuck me. That's not good.
I got a 19 on my persuasion.
Oh, you can see, there's tears glistening in her eyes. She goes, "We have been so long here by ourselves with only these monsters around."
Okay, it's okay.
And she slides off her mole and she comes up to give you a hug.
Hey, hey, yeah, no, we're here to help. We'll help you out.
And you realize she's only about 14.
I kneel down onto my four locks and give her a hug.
When was I last here? Well, it wasn't me, but I'm just, you know, the
person who looks like...
The person who looks like you is still in there somewhere. We haven't been able to get back through the walls. Into the walls, no. There are the devils are their arrows, and they have those bright-colored eyes.
Is Other Chisk allied with these devils you speak of?
Yes, I think he was in charge of them. He was definitely in charge of...
In charge?
Planting the worms in the bodies.
Worms. Chisk, do you...
Chisk, what's this about?
I figured it out. We are in another dimension. Like, another timeline. There's an evil Chisk. And he's wreaking havoc in the village. Right. No, we gotta go kill your evil double.
It's possible.
It must be. What does this kid know? She's 14.
Hey.
Well, there's the other more likely thing is that that's Rend.
Who is that?
Who is Rend?
My root twin.
Rend's the farmer.
Well, okay. So, kind of. The reason he's been in trouble for some time.
What kind of trouble?
Well, that's what I've been trying to figure out. Like
he got in trouble with your people, or like he's in emotional trouble?
What? While you guys are talking, all the other young people get off their dog moles and they all come gather around Ilex.
Oh,
That's actually fine.
Yep.
There's a young dwarf, and young elf, so they're suspicious, but they've calmed down now.
It's okay. Just tell us.
It's okay. Rend was in some trouble. He was acting weird for a long time, and I was scared for him. I followed him. There was this circle and a party, and it wasn't quite like anything we've seen so far. So I didn't think that it was related, but it was similar. And so I talked to him, told him that he needed to stop all of this. Whatever he was doing, I could tell that it was something not right. And so I tried to convince him. He yelled at me a bunch, and I couldn't tell my parents about what he was doing. So I ran away.
Is that the reason you left?
I haven't seen them since. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Will you tell us what he was doing? You don't have to, but I don't know.
It was honestly, I'm not really sure. It was kind of strange. There was a bonfire. There was like a clearing, and there was like chanting and burning of things.
What kind of things?
Like, there were pages. So I don't know. It was all really, truly scary.
Sure.
Why couldn't you tell your parents?
I don't know. I was kind of scared for him. I didn't want them to be... I don't know if they could do anything. My parents are very simple people. I didn't feel like I could do anything.
Was your brother, like, the secretive sort?
He wasn't always.
Towards the end, before the chanting and the burning.
Yeah, just like, I think probably a few weeks. He'd been weird, acting strange, just very snappy, I suppose.
I know sometimes when, you know, a vampire has a patron. Not saying your brother is a vampire, but when you take a patron and you... Do you know the invocations and every... It sounds like invocation. It sounds like he was trying to maybe...
Like...
Summon something. Or destroying something that could be used against some kind of infernal beast. That's all I'm saying. It just sounds...
Yeah.
It sounds like... things that I have seen before.
Can I do some kind of, like... religion check on this or something? Because, like, my family isn't spiritual, but bear folks generally are. Can I, just in terms of, like, could I pinpoint if this was, like, a summoning or, like, a worship or something?
Sure. You can take a crack at it. Do a religion check for me, please.
Seven.
Nope. it's impossible for you to say whether it was a religious summoning or maybe just a rowdy checker game.
Yeah, freaking out. It's a field party. Come on, you guys.
Well,
I don't think
we've all got drunk and tried to lead Selang to a big, you know, fight.
Chisk, were there creatures there that you didn't recognize from the forest? Or was it just the Pineys? Who else was he with?
It wasn't just Pineys, but they were all, you know, creatures of the forest in general. There were no
Alciots? Other...
I can't remember.
Well,
I'm sorry I didn't tell you all before.
No, it's okay.
It's just really scary. I didn't feel prepared to... He's my brother, you know?
Right.
Of course.
I don't think he's a bad person.
No. Something happened, and he's tangled up with something. And we know something's up in the rope guard, right? There's lots of things happening, and people are... Certainly my experience was that people were turning dark and cruel. And I don't know, maybe that's just something there. Or, I don't know, I don't want to guess.
Yeah, no, I've the same feeling as well. My feeling is that there is something entangled. I mean, clearly we just stumbled upon this and there's like summonings and stuff. So there is some correlation.
The situation right now looks a little weird. I won't, you know, skirt around that, but... The other thing is like the world we live in is also kind of a bad place. The Titans are still around and kind of slow. So I think the search for power, while, you know, when you exploit it is bad, but wanting to be able to do something about these big bad beasts isn't necessarily evil.
Yeah.
So, Chisk, if we go down there, are we going to have to kick your brother's ass or is he going to be nice to us?
Oh, fuck.
We won't hurt him, if you don't want us to.
I nudge Maeve.
I nudge Gideon back.
I don't know.
I'm right here.
I don't know is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to sit around and let you get, like, bullied and let him lead this mess of Selang that's ravaging this village and driving people out of their homes. Do you think that's fair?
But there's
this doesn't feel like the best day of my life.
No, you know? Not yet.
That's
not
true.
Yet.
I feel like Tehuti maybe lied to you way back in the day.
I'm going to turn to the goblin. I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Gauzer.
Your name is Gauzer? Nice to meet you. I'm Ilex. This is my friend Chisk and Maeve and Gideon.
Hi.
You can call
Shout out to Gauzer.
Shout out
to
Gauzer.
Hey, Gauzer. You can call us the Kiss Partners.
This is Stolpin, the dwarf. This is Irin. She is a elf. This is Klink. He is a gnome. And Light Touch on the Branch. She is a tabaxi.
We want to help you. Where do we go? Where have you been staying? Where is the other tiny?
Everyone else.
The other Piney is in the village. We have done a couple of raids there, but this mostly we stay just beyond the valley in a safe spot we have made.
But you can dig.
Oh, we can dig. Our dog brews are very good diggers to make tunnels. We have tunnels all under the village. It's too scary to dig up into the village because there's so many of these devil creatures and those howling tentacled things.
The trees.
The things that scream super loud.
Right.
And the undead tree, the zombie trees.
Well, they're not so bad. They just have a sickness called necrobark. So once you know something's name, it can be a little bit less scary to know its name.
Necrobark.
Yeah.
Necrobark. Sick.
Yep.
They're just sick.
And it's okay.
Okay.
To kill them.
Très bien.
Well,
anyway,
it's okay to kill them.
It's okay to kill them.
They're just sick, and it's okay if they die.
That's what we're all working towards. That's right, champs. Champ one, champ two. All right. So, how many do we think after your raids, my friends? How many's left in there?
Oh, this I do not know. I would say 10 or 20.
Okay. What's the? This is going to sound a little bad because it sounds like they're all kids. What's the fighting force here?
How do you mean? You mean us?
Yeah.
Well, I can do spells.
You can do spells.
Just Maeve, it's okay.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about.
It's fine. You can teach her.
Clink likes to make things, little toys that turned out to be dangerous.
Oh, he makes toys. Ooh. Oh, my God, he's nice.
Thorbin is a fighter. So is Aaron. Aaron is also a fighter. Like, she uses a bow and arrow. Mm-hmm. And the light touch is like a sneak. She sneaks in places. And she uses those two daggers she has strapped across her chest.
Well, you've been doing a very good job of doing raids and keeping yourselves safe.
Well, we've been trying to rescue. There are few people still in the village holed up, either hiding or I think they're just hiding. So we tried to get them out, but we don't know exactly where we are when we are underground. Right. So we come up and sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not good.
How big is the village? Like, can we see the entire circumference of the village from where we are?
Yeah, I would say it looks like it's through the wall. Not so much where you guys are now, but when you're up on the hill, you could probably see 20, 25 buildings along with this castle that had the tilted tower.
Okay. How many creatures are with Rend? Is it just is it full 20 or 10?
10 or 20, we don't know, because whenever we come up, they try to grab us because they want to put the worms in us.
Okay.
What are these worms? Yeah, can you tell us more about that?
Oh, the ground is covered with these gigantic worms, and they seem to be growing or mutating or changing or something. One fell on Clink, and we did that. We could barely get him off, get it off him.
I turned to Gideon. Have you ever heard of anything like that before?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, we sure have.
We have.
Have?
You have?
In the caves.
Have you seen any of these worms on people?
Oh, the backhead worms.
The backhead worms.
Oh, the ones that we had to go in and take out with a knife.
Yeah.
Back of the head worms.
Rat surgery.
Oh, my God.
Do any of your friends in the village have worms in them?
No, just the worms, they bust through their chest.
Oh. Through their chest?
Have we not seen this before? I feel like we have, Kevin.
It is. It sounds similar, but different things. Like, the mind control bugs made it so that bombs would burst out of the chest of the people, and so it might just be like a different, a different thing.
The mind control worms were small and stayed in the person's head. What she's describing is how these gigantic worms burst from their chest after their. Some sort of egg is pushed into the body, the living body.
Like swallowed? Like forced down the mouth?
Or up the butt?
No.
Just saying.
Well, it may be that way. The way she's describing it is that their chest, their stomach is cut open and a worm is, some sort of pupil or larvae is stuck in their stomach.
Damn!
So the worms attack
people. I am so tired
people.
Of people cutting everybody open all the time and putting things in them. God, we live in such a fucked up place.
And the worms are huge. They're giant.
Yes.
Bigger than you.
When they come out of the body, they are like 8 feet long and a foot in diameter.
Well, that's gross. So it's safe to say then that there is no saving anybody who gets a worm put in them and it comes out.
Yeah, 14-year-old, what are your thoughts on that?
They are lost causes yet.
This Ren, when
right,
he put
14-year-old?
The egg, when he put the larvae in these people, he did not expect them to live. I can tell you that right now.
I'm gonna kind of look at the fort, the remaining of the wooden wall, and kind of see the last few archers that are on the wall, and go, "This sounds like something we're not gonna act on immediately. Maybe we could go back to wherever you're hanging out
underground."
Well, I don't know. Obviously, it's enough for them to hang out. Will my taller statured friends be able to come with?
Why would we wait?
It would be good if we could try to save some people right now.
I see. Right. We just don't we don't really have a lot to go on. And it sounds like you're going to have to come with us anyways if we want to get in there.
We have Chisk. Don't you think his brother would be like, "Holy shit, it's you?" Okay, that's
sure.
Not a vote of confidence at all, Chisk. Thanks a lot.
When we left it, we weren't on the best of terms.
What do you mean?
But like killing terms?
No. I mean, I don't know. It sounds like he's a different person entirely. I don't know who this person is, to be honest. However, we have done a lot of fighting. And if we're going to do fighting to get to Rend, I don't have much energy left in me.
I'm also
just needs a nap.
Yes.
I'm also not in great shape.
I think it's a good idea for us to make some sort of plan. We don't want to go in there guns a-blazing and do any extra damage where we don't intend to. We're trying to save the village. We're trying to potentially not kill Rend, yes?
Yeah, and I'd also, that's a very good point, because I'd also like to, I mean, like a good portion of our stuff is deadly. So I'd like to rest and maybe prepare some things that are little less deadly.
You guys are so old.
Rat.
Not that much older than you, mate.
Yeah, Chisk is 20.
Does Light Touch on the Wind have their own dog mole?
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Because the other option is that me and the sneaky child could kind of go do a little bit of recon. Just because my thinking is ideally that we could just dig right into where Rend is. But if the kids don't know where that is, we got to find that out. And I guess somehow signify. Do these moles have? I guess I don't know if I would know what tremor sense is.
Well, they said they couldn't. They didn't know where they were when they're underground.
Are these
right? They don't. The moles might.
Do we know, Kevin, if the Slang are fiend, fey, or undead?
They're fey.
Why don't you roll me a nature check on that?
Nature is 15.
They are fey.
They are fey. Okay.
Yeah, they look like satyrs, except they have grasshopper legs and sort of insect-like antenna.
If I go in with you, I can check if there are any of them within 30 feet.
It was more so, I'm just trying to see where the person is. I don't necessarily want to go in yet, because I agree that we might need to sleep it off. And I love you, Chish, but if you come with me, you're gonna clink and clank and give away our position.
Guys.
What?
I have polymorph.
What? Oh, interesting. Very interesting.
Whoa, that is so sick.
Yep.
So, like, if you want to go look, I can, like, turn you into something that can go look.
Well, Leland can do it, too.
And Leland can go with you. We always forget about Leland.
That could be fun, though.
I can speak to animals. Do you want me to speak to the dog mole and see if it has any sense of where things are when it's underground?
That would be very useful to know, unless you kids know that. These are all good things.
We're all like... I can help.
That's right.
It's nice. That's a nice conversation.
Sounds
to
like
have.
we can all do it, and that's great.
Great.
All right.
I'm gonna. So, cast what do you want to do with first? Animals on myself.
All right.
So I take out a little pouch of powdered licorice root, and I like lick my finger, dab it on my nose, on my lips, like a stripe down my chin. Oh. Smells great. Okay. I turn to Gowser, and I say, is it all right if I speak with your mount?
I think so. I speak to him all the time.
What's his name?
His name is Parchment.
Parchment. Great.
Parchment.
It's because he's white. He's a white one.
I turn to Jessica and I go, see, that's racist.
I turn to Parchment, and I sort of hold out my hand.
All right, so Parchment comes up, and all his short little tentacles sort of go all over your hand.
Hello, hello. My name is Ilex. I understand you're called Parchment.
There we go. And there is the good 5 or 10 seconds of silence as Kevin makes up a dog mole voice.
A dog mole voice. You know, it's okay. It's the classic DM thing. I make all sorts of notes. I have all sorts of opportunities.
I actually think they have it on the back of the DM screen to give you like an octave level.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you hear this. What? Yeah, a dog. Yeah, that's right. Ah.
I like that.
That's great.
Yeah, how are you? I'm happy to meet you. I'm glad your friend there is not an evil piney.
Oh, you know what a piney is? Amazing.
Well, of course, all dog moles know what pineys are. What do you think we are? Right. Uncivilized?
No, you're very clever. Clearly,
Griffin's going to start writing some lore down. Go ahead.
Gauss says
moles
that your
culture.
Your name is Parchment. What do you like to be called?
Oh, my name's Far Runner with a Stick.
Far Runner with a Stick. Wonderful. Far. That's a beautiful name. I have a question to ask you.
Shoot.
You know, my friend is a piney. I understand you may have seen that, other piney before, a particularly nasty one in the village.
Yes, we saw a bad piney in the village.
Right. Now, can you tell me, when you're burrowing underground, do you have a sense of where creatures are above you?
No.
Okay.
Let me ask Bristleback.
Bristleback, which one's that one?
Oh, that's Dobbins. His actual name is Starflower.
But
he calls him Bristleback.
Oh my god. If Kevin ever tries to remember these names again, I'm going to let him freaking float in the wind.
I'm sure he'll come up again. Hold on. Let me just look up a dog bowl.
I'm actually going to make a Dias Cast called shot right here, and I'm going to promise you it's going to come up again.
We will make it.
I will ask every episode.
I've made friends with these creatures now.
I like said was, we were getting a dog.
What was the third mole's nickname for the second mole?
They have blind sight and passive perception, but no, they have no tremor sense or anything like that. No.
Bang.
Okay. Well, are you afraid of the piney in the town?
No, I'm not. No, I'm a dog mole.
Great. Yeah.
I don't feel fear.
Yeah. I don't even know what that word means.
So you'd be fine to go back in there and fight.
No, seriously, I don't know what the word means.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, we do want to go back in there. You know what's in there?
What?
There's worms in there. Big monster worms. I can't wait.
Oh, you like to eat the worms, do you? I like look over my shoulder.
I mean, who doesn't?
Else. You're right. I also love eating worms. Can't wait to do that.
You do?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, these are big ones. They're juicy and pink and fleshy.
Amazing. And how do you like to eat them? Just raw?
Oh, yes, raw. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, you and me, Parchment, we're going to have feast later.
Far Runner. You could just call me Far Runner.
All right, Far Runner.
Parchment. Sorry.
Oh, no. Unfortunate.
I relay that delightful conversation to my friends.
Worms?
I never have, but it seemed polite to not yuck somebody's yum, you know? I just...
Mm.
Right, okay.
I mean, I drink blood. I can't really talk, so...
I don't know. Maybe they're delicious.
I guess I just... Yeah, I don't know. If these things lay eggs in you, they wouldn't be my first freaking aperitif, but I guess I don't know. Okay, so that's good to know. So now we go to the polymorph plan?
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Who wants to be polymorph?
Well, let me ask you, Maeve. How many times can you do it?
Once.
Right. So,
and then I have to sleep.
So that to me says we need somebody.
You go to sleep right after you polymorph someone?
No, I'm just out of spells.
pass out.
I think it's a 1 hour duration concentration spell.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, for caution's sake, it should be one of us that can kind of get out of there pretty quick in case something goes bad.
What if it's Gideon riding on a dog mole carrying a polymorphed Chisk?
I don't hate that idea.
You just want to ride a dog mole.
100%. 100% I do. don't call me on that. Can you ask your friend I guess I could just ask Gowser. How apparent is it when you're coming up with the dog mole? How subtle can they be?
Well, there is a burst of dirt, a mound of dirt at first, and then it bursts into the air. So it's not... as you would say, stealthy.
Yeah, we felt right. A tremor when they came up.
What if we...
Because they are digging like crazy.
Right.
What if we get close to the surface and Chisk is just a regular mole, just a little guy, you know, and then it's a slightly less huge explosion.
Here's...
Or...
No, you go.
Sorry, no, you go, Chisk.
No, you go.
No.
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 Somebody go for the editor's sake.
I mean, we'd have to go pretty far away because they can see us, right, from here.
Yeah.
You guys are out of eyeshot now. They've taken you to their sort of camp.
Well, but then somebody would have to run there that was polymorphed.
Yes.
Or fly.
But it's
because the other thing is just one of us can just turn into like a bug or something.
Yeah,
right,
like
Maeve?
A bird or a bug. Oh. I hate bugs.
We'd probably need something faster than a bug anyway.
We're just getting a lay of the land. We're not doing any fighting, right?
I think so. I think that's the right call.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me.
Okay.
So maybe I could be like a bird.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's all I got. A bird that can see good. A good seeing bird.
So like, what the...
Fly like an eagle.
She will tell you that there's lots of buzzards and crows and sort of carrion type birds feasting on all the bodies.
Oh.
Would you like to be a crow? Or like...
Yeah, I guess I want to be a bird that like wouldn't get shot down for food. So let's say a crow. And crows hold grudges.
You know
and
what?
That's what I do.
Well, I would turn you into a raven because they are a little more distinguished than crows.
Yeah.
But okay. Ravens can mimic. So like you can talk if you need to, which is cool.
Whoa. Okay, I love that. I love that. Let's do that.
And I think you can see good if I remember correctly from my textbooks.
Well, because my other thought is that maybe Leland could come with me.
Well, I was going to send him with you regardless. He is a good companion to have. But he does smell a little funny, but luckily ravens do not have the best sense of smell. They eat dead things.
All right, I love that.
How far away can Leland go from you again?
I think 100 it is feet. 100 feet.
Can't he go farther, but then you just lose connection?
You just can't talk to him.
Right.
I would rather be able to keep an eye on you both, not saying I don't trust you, but for you know, sure. Something happens because you are like 2 pounds.
Yeah, we should be close.
Right. So maybe we do this bird plan and then you guys like tunnel, I don't know. Oh, actually, that's exactly what it could be. Maeve could hop on one of these freaking moles and just stay like perpendicular with us underground. And we just won't fly too high.
Oh, that's really good.
Know what I'm saying?
So wait, I get a dog?
I think you have the power to turn somebody into a raven. That means that you get to ride on the dog. I mean, I don't
ride
know.
We're also on the dog and then have it later and take it home with me.
I turn to Alex and I go, oh.
It belongs to somebody already.
That's what
I'm sure
I was
we could
say.
Just make an arrangement.
Would you give your dog away to somebody?
No, I would love and care for my dog forever, like you said.
Well, I'm glad. Let's see how this turns out.
Great. All right.
Putting the dog before the adventure is what that's called.
It's time.
Are you practicing
okay,
or
well,
you,
you're
have
not
you been
a raven
changed?
Yet. Like,
I was practicing, yeah. Sorry. Well, I've never been one before, so I don't want to make look like an idiot, you know?
Right, you're practicing.
I don't want to be like a newbie raven.
Yeah. I don't want to be craven.
Gideon.
Thanks, everybody.
Can I hold your paw for a second?
Okay.
I'm going to turn you into a raven really quick, but I want you to know this is the first time I've ever cast this spell.
Oh my god. If anything maybe goes wrong. Yeah, maybe we could. Okay, yeah, right. Okay.
You've got this, Maeve. You've got this.
What? Do you know the side effects, or what do you mean? I appreciate the honesty.
I just want you to know if anything goes wrong, I will not be held accountable, because now I have told you
okay.
About the risks.
Yeah. She has you sign this disclaimer and this
there's
NDA.
There's a document that he has to sign. It's about 15 pages.
Yeah. I get to page 13.
Oh.
You get to the article about spontaneous combustion and it's over.
I hold my head like a confused Pooh Bear.
Oh.
Okay, Maeve.
Let's do this!
I reach into my little pouch. I believe we've called it like a bindle at one point.
I love that you said we've called it that, but I think it might just be you.
All of us equally together. Okay,
we all said bindle.
Equally. All the kiss partners. And I take out my little insect husk or whatever I need for polymorph. It's a caterpillar, a cocoon. It's all a little crushed up. It's a little flaky, but I smash it up in my hand and I say something in a language nobody understands and I blow it in Gideon's face.
Oh.
And,
Oh my god.
Oh my god, it worked. I really thought it wasn't going to work.
Look at how he has a little white mask like a little panda.
I know, I was
oh, it's so cute.
That.
He looks like a magpie.
I tried picking up a sword with my beak.
That's so much bigger than you. He
can't carry that.
Can't carry that.
Yeah.
Drop it. See, okay. We'd be really good with a dog.
Maybe we'll keep Gideon like this. How's that?
I put the rain.
That's right.
This
you all have
me.
To be a dog for a week and see how the others take care of you.
Gideon poops.
Leland,
Gideon
I need you to
poops.
come meet your new brother. Yay!
Whoa.
And Leland, like, kind of manifests and crawls out of Maeve's cloak.
I have been down there a long time.
Yes,
what is that magpie doing here?
That is your friend. You're going to go on a little adventure with him.
He seems like a dabbler to me.
It's Gideon. Leland, a dabbler? Nice.
What's a dabbler?
He's a debutante flying. Do you know how to fly? I don't think so.
The magpie starts walking towards the camp.
Maeve is threatened by the teenagers. Leland is threatened by the ravens.
By all the birds.
Oh, wait, we didn't all right. ask. Time's a ticking. We should get...
We have an hour.
Yeah, we gotta go. Wait, don't go
wait,
yet.
Wait, don't go. Wait.
I don't know how to land. I just close my wings and fall.
Oh, no, not like that. All right.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to cast Pass Without a Trace on Gideon so that he's extra sneaky when he goes in there. Mm. And
this is good. Crows are really, really noisy flyers. That's very smart. Ah!
There you are. So done.
So right. done now.
Yeah. All right. So tell me the plan. I got the plan up to the point where Gideon becomes a magpie. Now what?
He's a raven.
I'm going to fly over the camp with Leland and hopefully suss out, one, I just want like the layout of the camp, and two, I want to see if I can see Rend.
Ah, okay.
Excellent. Like where Rend is.
And
the rest of the group is doing what?
I'm choosing a mount, and I'm going underground, and I'm... just trying to stay within 100 feet of Leland so I can see what's going on and, like, be there.
I love that we just assumed they would give us a mount.
Yeah.
Well, they won't give you one, but you can ride on the back of Gowser's bowl.
That's fine.
Is that parchment, or is that a different one?
That's parchment, yes. Okay. Far runner
with a stick.
Listen, I wasn't runner. In that conversation. I don't even know this guy's name.
I don't know who that guy is.
Who's this guy with you?
Yeah, they have several tunnels that sort of crisscross underneath, so they can sort of lead you in that rough direction. Sure, absolutely. So they are riding along. And Chisk and Ilex, what are you guys doing?
I think we'll go with Maeve so that we're close at hand in case anything goes wrong. Yes.
I was going to say, I think we need a contingency plan in case, you know, because if something happens to Gideon, he's got like not a lot of mass going on in this little bird body, you know, right? And I would hate for something to happen and then our cover is blown and then Gideon is alone in this camp, you know.
For sure. I don't know if I'm prepared to face Ren just yet.
No, that's not the goal at all. We're just going recon. We're just going to be close, just in case. So we're not an hour away if Gideon gets hurt.
Right.
Do we all...
Sure. So you guys can travel sort of underground. The tunnels are about 5 feet high, so you could go fine. Ilex might be a little cramped for you.
Ooh. I'll walk behind the... I'll just walk. I won't try and ride a dog.
No, I understand.
That seems hard. No.
Wouldn't be very dignified.
No.
Alex says, this is weird, but...
Oh my god.
Like, can you carry creatures?
Oh, yeah. Do you want a ride?
May I?
Sure, I hold
what
my arms out.
The
like
socially
I would,
responsible
like,
way.
Wait, okay.
I hold my arms out.
The raven does one of those, like, bird
before.
Side eyes.
Not exactly what I meant, Alex.
Oh, not in my arms.
Not in your arms, no.
Like a shoulder sit?
Like a horse thing.
Oh.
You hear the raven mimic, horse thing!
I was trying to...
No, it's a fair question. It's all right. typically not, but... Mm-hmm. Obviously.
I can walk. Also, that's fine. That's if I need to, you know.
Look, I'm not a horse.
I know. No, that's not what I was saying.
I'm also
Raven,
like...
really making... Raven, shut up.
Yeah. Gideon, shut up.
The dog moles can actually go faster than you can walk.
How fast?
Like they can go 30 feet per round.
I can go 45 feet per round, bitch.
Don't get sassy with me. I said the dog bowls can't go faster than you can walk.
Oh, I thought you said they can go faster.
Yeah, I thought you said
okay,
can.
Okay, sorry, you're not bitch. A bitch. You're not a bitch. sure, Chisk. It's just you're very tall.
I feel weird.
It's fine.
It feels wrong, I'll just run. That's fine.
Why don't you take a dog?
You guys ever seen the movie Mrs. Robinson?
No. Gideon the Raven starts kind of slowly flying up.
Bye, Gideon.
We have 1 hour.
Let's go.
Right.
I just kind of trot along.
Trot. Yeah. Not that he's trotting. Not that he's saying anything about how you're walking.
Oh, gosh.
So in this awkward silence, all of the teenagers are riding along. Maeve's having a blast on the back of Parchment.
I turn to Leland and I go,
Horsehead.
Leland blinks at you.
I shit from the sky.
You shit?
Yeah.
I bet Gideon's shitting right now.
I'm shitting.
Probably. I would be sad if he didn't.
So, maybe you can see through Leland's eyes, right?
Fuck!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess I can see through Leland. Did Leland clock the shit? Leland totally clocked the shit.
Fuck me.
Oh, Gideon's definitely shitting.
You're telling me Maeve is freaking warging right now and not enjoying the time on the freaking dog bowl?
This is how she controls the familiar.
This is so
I can still,
up.
Like, touch him and so stuff. It's super cool.
But you're blind while doing that, right?
Yeah, I'm just chilling. I'm on the back. I'm like, I'm assuming I'm riding with Gausser?
Gausser, yes.
I'm like holding her shoulders really awkwardly.
All right, let's do this.
All right, Gideon. So as you fly over, you see that there are a half dozen Silang sort of walking along the remnants of the wooden wall.
I'm going to fly so I'm seen before Leland's seen. Like, I'll kind of cover Leland, but I'll also try and stealth it as much as I need to, just to be safe.
Yes. I don't know how you would stealth fly over the wall.
Well, I'm flying at a pretty decent height, I would imagine. So it's how often do you look up?
Right. Yeah.
Flying quietly.
They wouldn't be noticed. You guys wouldn't be noticed. You guys can fly over the walls. Right. No problem.
Great.
I don't think there's any issue there.
It's just a normal raven and a sparkly, oily bat from heaven, which is totally fine bat to look
heaven.
At.
Heaven bat.
You see, moving through the village proper, there's several buildings. All of them have burnt, some of them have been busted in. There's some that look a little bit solid. There's a central village square, and to the far side is a small cemetery. In the village square, there are lined up, looks like maybe 30 bodies. Most of them have their chests torn open, and you can see moving along the ground these gigantic worms. There's probably four or five that are tied to the ground. The people are alive and tied to the ground. And you can see moving amongst the buildings those tall Vanislag that you guys fought.
What do they look like again?
They're the big, like, humanoid-looking ones. They're not the Doric. Because, like, the Doric have, like, the goat heads. And, the Doric are the ones that can fly, right? The Vanislag are, like, the tree trunk leg ones.
Yeah. So they basically have roughly humanoid bodies, but instead of arms and heads, they have a sprout of long tentacles, all of which make that weird howling sound. Mm. They're currently quiet, but there is a low hooting coming from them constantly. And you see probably four of those, and there would be a dozen Silang.
Okay. I'm relaying all of this to my companions.
Right.
It seems like there is a lot up there, you guys.
You do see Chisk bent over one of the bodies, checking one of the live bodies. Chisk. So finally, it looks very much like Chisk.
Oh, Chisk.
I ran there.
You idiots. I've deceived you this whole time.
I'm actually bad.
I guess, how much of the castle is left structurally?
Most of the castle is actually fine. The main tower, sort of the clock tower of the castle, has been
badly destroyed on one side. It's tilting, but the actual castle, like the building itself, is more or less intact.
Okay, I'm going to kind of fly around to like the least populated side of the castle, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to fly down. I'm just trying to see if I can find out where Rend goes when Rend's not working, or where Rend sleeps.
Hmm.
My first guess is kind of the castle.
All right.
If he's the leader of this frickin' band.
Roll me a perception, please.
Can I have Leland's help?
Yeah, do you guys want to separate?
I don't want to separate from Leland, no.
Leland I use the bird wants stats, to separate right? from you.
Yeah, you use,
yeah, yeah. You use the raven
stats. Stats.
That's a 16.
What you see is Rend ignores the castle and actually heads into the cemetery and heads under this large monument, heads down into the base of the monument.
Hence underground.
Yeah. There's this large monument with three sort of heroic figures on it, and there is a large crack in the base of this monument, and Rend goes down into there.
Hmm. Great. I would love to do another, just kind of a camp, maybe a perimeter search of just any folks, like the folks who are tied down, who are like prisoners and not dead yet.
Or have massive surgery wounds on them or whatnot.
Yeah, there's like I said, there's several solid buildings that haven't been completely destroyed. Probably don't have time to check all of them. If you're looking for other survivors, can I
check? Yes, can I check some of them?
Sure. So, why don't you roll me a 20-sider to represent the 20 buildings? If you get a... Will you tell me two numbers you should get
on a 20-sider? Two numbers that I should get? As in the amount of buildings?
No, as in these people are in these numbered buildings. Number...
Oh, I see. Number 6 and number 12.
Okay. Roll me a 20-sider.
How many rolls do I get?
I will say that you could make a pass around the village 3 times and still have time to fly back. If you are willing to convert back to Gideon, you can have 4 times.
Ah, nah, that's not worth it. All right. I'll roll 3 dice. Oh, man. All great rolls. None of them what I wanted. I got a 17, a 19, and a nat 20.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, really too bad.
Well, you basically had sort of stuck at one end of the town and was sort of looking through 3 buildings, and all you saw was destroyed buildings. Destroyed
Is there residences. Anything I saw in those buildings of interest?
No. No, there wouldn't be anything
treasure. Unique in them.
No.
Great. I will start flying back to the tunnel entrance.
All right. I will get you to roll me a stealth roll this time because there is a Selang walking through the air, walking the perimeter of the walls. So All he's right. got these boots with little wings on them, and he's literally stepping through the air as he slowly walks around the perimeter.
That sucks ass. Hold on.
You pass without a trace though, right?
I think so. Yes, phew. It's also an hour. All right. Okay, great. Oh, fuck. But I used the bird stats, right?
Yeah,
bird stealth. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit me.
Plus 10.
Leland got a 17.
So Leland's like...
Okay, I got a dirty 20.
Oh.
Unless that fucking pass. Holy shit.
So you pass by this Selang that's carrying this bow.
Yikes.
As it... He Dude. Or she walks through the air above the village looking
it
for trouble.
It really could have been chicken dinner for the Selang tonight. Yeesh.
Yeesh. All right. Great. I'll make my way back.
Okay.
We didn't actually communicate a plan, but I assume they're on the way back when the hour starts to come up.
I see Leland flying back with you, and I relay that.
Oh, right.
We start heading back.
Oh, turn around. Okay, so now we're leading. Okay.
We don't actually turn around. We all just back up.
Yeah.
We're all just walking in reverse.
Very tight in this tunnel.
5-foot tunnel, so.
Okay, sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, I'll lead. That's fine.
Yep. Maeve, what you do notice is there's quite a honeycomb of different tunnels and things that are obviously right underneath the village.
Can I... Let me think here.
Yeah, I see what he's thinking. That's fucked up.
What do you think I'm thinking?
I think Kevin is suggesting a citywide cave-in.
What?
A whole network of tunnels underneath the city probably makes the structure of the city poor. And I have a similar idea, but not for the whole city.
We're not supposed to destroy this place.
I wasn't suggesting that. I was just letting you know that there's a ton of tunnels underneath.
Oh, there's like different ways out of the tunnel network is what you're saying?
I was saying there's different ways to get access to the city from the underneath. Maybe the town,
it might be good to mark one of the closest points to the cemetery if we can.
That's a good point.
If you could triangulate in some way.
I'll
tell you what. If you roll what's that nature check? Is it survival?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I have advantage because Gowser's here?
Well, I will help you, Maeve. I'm quite good at that, and I'll sort of try and help point out.
If you can get a 15 or better, you can figure out roughly where the graveyard is.
I'll patch you for guidance.
Nice.
Don't matter, it's a nat 20.
Hey.
Don't matter.
She's back, folks. She is back.
Baller.
All right.
Hey, baller.
All right. So yes, you can sort of mark. Parchment would probably be able to.
Yeah, I like ruffle his ears and do my best. Like I don't have beast speech or anything, but I do my best to like beam information into him and tell him what I want.
Well, you know what? You could tell Gowser and she can.
I was literally going to do that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys head back to sort of their encampment and you're shutting it down for the night. You're resting, getting ready for the moral.
Yes.
bad news, bad day for Chisk, but good ending.
Good. This is a great day in my books.
A normal day. Oh,
my God. This is the best day you've had in a while, as Tahuti promised.
Yeah. You guys are just going to basically pack it down for the evening, set up guards, I assume? Set up watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll do it however these folks have been doing it.
We have mostly just been huddling it there for most of the night, starting at every sound.
Oh my god.
Structured would be...
holy crap. Yeah.
I'm going to stay up for a little while writing anyway. I'm happy to just, like, keep a lookout for a little bit.
Thank you, Maeve. And...
You're not a bird anymore, Gideon.
Sorry, I'll do second shift. Yeah, sorry. It's just hard to let... It's hard to let go of the bird.
I understand.
You're flown in the air. God damn it.
God, it's exhilarating.
I'm going to take a walk a little outside the camp.
You ever shat from the sky?
And then try not to get shit in the sky from the sky. And just say to Tahuti, this has been the reason I have followed you for this time. I am searching for answers about Rend. Please be with me so I can help him without having to do anything too rash. And I look up at the stars for a second.
Across the night sky, you see a strange collection of lights. They center over you. You feel this beam of light, and then they continue on into the night, and darkness falls completely. And we will hold it there for this session, people.
Thank you very much to Kobold Press. I don't know that we've ever ended on a soft note, so here we go. Thanks very much to Kobold Press for all the lovely Midgard material. Thank you to Maps and Melodies, a.k.a. the Boy King of Idaho, for the sweet jams you heard in this episode, and to Morgan Ermter for all the great graphic design work done for the Diaz cast. Great, I want to hear from some folks. Thank you, 97.3 The Sturge, Emma Breger,
Hey, thanks there, Griffin. Us over here at 96.7. We're just shouting out the Instagram today. I'm at Cinderemma B. Y'all can follow me there. We got some soft jams playing. See y'all there.
See you on the flip side, Diego.
Hey, you can find me on all my social medias at Diego Straddle, Twitch, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. Go check me out. Turned into like a yoga instructor.
It's voice. Nice, actually.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Speaking of a yoga instructor.
Very FM.
Maddie.
And now I'm here with the weather. It's torrential downpour out here, my friends. You do not want to go outside. Impact is very terrible. Do not run. Do not get in your cars. But you can follow me on social media at Madeline Hunter Smith or Madeline H. Smith on Twitter if you want. I repeat, do not go outside. Do not get in your cars. Okay, back to you.
Do not run. Do not run. Do not get in your cars. Cower in your basements. Go ahead, Kevin.
All right, you can find us at dieascast.com on the web or the Dieascast on Facebook or Twitter. Please feel free to tune in, check out the blog, check out back episodes, or send us a message on Discord, the Dieascast. Griffin.
If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show, you can email me at griffin@diazcast.com. For all of our Canadian listeners, if you got Shaw, you can watch my feature documentary, Oma, that got picked up by Shaw. So it's going to be on Shaw. You can follow me on all platforms at Griffin Cord.
Goodbye. Bye.